This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technologies for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
One material, an 8.5 gauge wire in a 6 wire application, was added to the specifications during the committee's meeting. This change for this new wire pattern is for a wire that fits between the two currently approved wires. We have an 8 gauge wire that was previously approved, as well as a 9 gauge wire. This 8.5 gauge wire fits between those two approved wires, and this change will go in effect with 2012 crop year. And between now and then, the specifications will be revised to include this wire. Once they're revised and reviewed by the Specifications Review Committee, they will be sent to USDA for final approval. And once applications are approved by USDA, they become part of the loan eligibility requirements for cotton and the marketing assistance.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The committee looked at two test programs that involved lightweight cotton bale bags, and in those cases, continued test was granted. Some other programs that involved bagging included two test programs for woven polypropylene bale bags. In that case, the companies asked for continued testing of those modified constructions, and those requests were granted as well. A third request involved a technical change in dimensions for PET strap for the Samuel strapping system. In that case, there will be another year of testing of that strap before it's eligible for full approval. Then we had one other instance of a new bagging test program that's for a bag that, because it is modified so that it can be applied automatically during the bagging procedure, testing continues on that product. We had two what we refer to as compatibility test programs for PET strap manufacturers, and a company must show that its strap is not only physically equivalent to the approved strap, but it actually works in the approved systems as well as the currently approved straps.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
These guidelines tell the companies how they should be marking the materials in their test program, whether they can mark the bags or whether they can actually print the information about the test program on the bag, which helps us trace the bag through the industry to see how well it's performing. So again, these are one-year test programs for all of these products. So about this time next year, those test programs will come back to the committee to be reviewed, see if addition to the specifications is warranted, see if continued testing is warranted, or see if the test needs to be discontinued.